Most discussion of the stimulus plan being debated in Washington has centered around the money the federal government is likely to spend on construction. The idea is that building things like roads and bridges is one of the quickest ways to get people back to work and potentially offset a sick economy. The plan endorsed by Doyle and other governors calls for $350 billion for infrastructure projects, but Doyle says it should also set aside money to help states pay for schools.
And so what we are proposing is $250 billion over the next 2 years, one time, to help us through this very difficult time, that would go to the states on the assurance that the states would maintain their effort in education.
The governors are calling for roughly the same amount in a stimulus plan to be set aside to pay for Medicaid and unemployment insurance. Schools and Medicaid are the two biggest expenses in Wisconsin's state budget, which Governor Doyle says could be running more than $5 billion in the hole. While President-elect Barack Obama will likely set the framework for any stimulus plan, it also needs the support of Congress. And even though Democrats have strong majorities in both chambers, Republicans still have the numbers to block any stimulus bill in the United States Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.